What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we are, back on 96.5 The Fan, final segment of the 7 o'clock hour. I told you, it's not sports-related. It's not food-related either, so all of you people out there. Yeah.
I apologize in advance to the stream. You cannot hear the music we're playing.
Oh. That's fine. That's called rights.
I'll do it for them. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand.
All right.
Was that good? Did I sound like John?
Why don't you go to Nashville?
I could.
You could make it.
I could make it in Nashville. Yeah, absolutely. Pack my bags and go.
Hell yeah. That's
a lot right. of people out there go, oh, damn right, he ought to go to Nashville. Tired of his ass. BBL stinky.
There's this guy named John. He was like Paul Bunyan.
Let me tell you, Fesco, you need to go to Tennessee. Your ass wearing thin.
I kind of want something other day. Mm-hmm. You got any biscuits for sale in there? Mm-hmm. What you got in there is good to eat. French fried potatoes? How much you want for them? Mm-hmm. I reckon I'll have me some of the big ones.
Heck yeah. Great movie. You should check it out. Sling Blade, Billy Bob Thornton.
You know,
directed and produced.
Manager of the Twins back in the day, Ron Gardenhire. Remember him? Remember Ron Gardenhire, right?
Oh, yeah.
Wichita guy. And so he was they stay as aliases in hotels. And you know, and so I talked to Guardian. You want to come on the show? I'm like, yeah, just call me at the hotel. Fine. What's your name? Just ask for Carl Slingblade.
That is awesome.
And then there was I forget, and Spectre, if you're listening, let me know the answer to this question because I need this answer. Josh, if you're out there listening, we interviewed somebody in a band back in the day, and I forget what band it was. And we had to call the hotel and ask for fuzzy balls.
That's amazing.
I forget who the hell it was and what band it was, but like this is back in the day when nobody had self really. I mean, they were all staying at hotels and whatnot. You had to call and ask for these people. One of them was fuzzy balls.
What would your alter ego be?
Well, it would be Joseph Sweetwood because that's my adult film name, your middle name and the street you lived on, right? Mm. What would your alter ego be?
I don't know. Maybe like Dexter Morgan and see if anybody picked up on it.
That's a good one.
I mean,
Mac, what would you be?
I mean, one time I said I was Ron Mayhay's son at Power and Light.
Ron Mayhay!
My buddy Alex was there, dude, because Joey Gathright was at the bar. Remember, he played for the Royals?
Ron Mayhay!
I said I was Ron Mayhay's son to get a free beer, and it worked.
Did anybody even know who that was?
Said he was a Royals pitcher. Joey Gathright knew who he was, and that's who bought me the beer. I was like, Joey, what's up, man? Because he was a Royals player, and I was still young. I was like 21 going to Power and Light. And he's like, who are you? I was like, oh, Ron Mayhay is my dad. He's like, oh, okay. He's like, what are you drinking? I was like, no.
Yeah. Right. Because you threw out Ron. How did Ron? I'm asking
maybe
you.
Maybe he pitched that day.
I shouldn't ask you because your brain is a mysterious place. But
it very much is.
But there's so much going on here right now. Like, you didn't go with somebody that people knew,
too
that was popular, whatever it was. This is a guy, was Gathright on the team at the time?
I hope he was in KC.
Well, he was maybe playing for the T-Bones at that point in time or whatever.
No, he
was on the team. And you just said to him, I'm Ron Mayhay's son. He's like, cool, man, here's a Ron Mayhay.
Ron Mayhay. Check the name.
Real. That's what I'm just thinking.
No similarities. Much better looking man than I am. But yeah, Ron Mayhay.
I'm out of breath.
By the way, awesome. Sling Blade, Dwight Yoakam's in that movie and plays a very brutal character.
Interesting.
You should just check it out.
All right.
And the kid that plays quarterback for Friday Night Lights, he's like 9 years old in the movie.
Oh, damn. Okay.
He likes the way I talk, and I like the way he talk. I like the way you talk. I reckon you got any biscuits in there.
Biscuits and gravy.
He says to bring an ambulance and a hearse. So you found this question on X, and it says, and I quote, if someone offered you $1 million to listen to one album for 48 hours, that's like 2 days, which album would you choose? One album for $1 million for 48 hours. Is there an album that you would choose?
Pearl Jam 10.
Okay. You and my buddy Brian Oxley are best friends.
It's a great album. I mean, there's no skips on that album.
It's funny
right?
that you bring this up because last night we were having dinner at
and it
Stewie's.
Was one of those where it just came to me right away. So that's how you, for all intents and purposes, that's the answer.
So
right?
I'm a, and I get blamed for this a lot for being like a slight music snob with our friends. Like somebody will play music, like, hey, next song. Mm-hmm. And I have a record player in my kitchen. And when the guys come over and we're hanging out watching or getting ready to leave, like in 30 minutes, so I'll throw a record on and play it. And one of the records I play, because I don't have to worry about moving the needle, is Rumors. And like we were sitting there having dinner last night, and he's like, hey, man, you know how you talk about Rumors? Because Alive was playing. And he was like, you know how you talk about Rumors, put it on and you don't have to touch it? Like he said the same thing about 10, and then here we are today talking about the same thing that you're talking about last night. It's just the universe, man. It's just so weird.
This was like always the album we played before football games in high school. Not that we were any good, not that it matters, but it was played all the time. And it's a great album.
And it's a frat boy anthem, Alive.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a D-Kai.
Yeah, right. It's just a great, great, great song. It's a great album. There's no skips on this one. And so, you know, if I had to listen to an album for 48 hours, yeah, Pearl Jam's 10 is where I would. What were you going with?
So I'm going to be weird here. I'd either go with the Jurassic Park soundtrack.
Okay.
Or I'd go with the Gladiator soundtrack. Not a whole lot of words, peaceful music.
Because you're thinking about 48 straight hours.
I could pop in and out of sleep.
Yes, yes.
It's in my ears. It's entertaining. I could listen to it on my walks. I could listen to it in my car. I wouldn't worry about it. Like, there are great albums out there that have 10 to 11 songs out of 14 that are good, right? But I mean, there's going to be times where I'm like, man, I got to hear this again for the 15th time today. I don't know if I can take this. Mm-hmm. But if I had to do like an actual album that I would listen to, Weezer's Blue Album.
It's a good one. Weezer's Blue Album is a fantastic one. Album. Yeah.
There's not a skip on that. That's also on the vinyl collection, ain't none.
Yeah, that's a good. You know what another good one would be that you mentioned Jurassic Park? Forrest Gump soundtrack would be an outstanding soundtrack to listen to.
That's a great
idea. That's a 48 hours. Yeah, it is. Yeah, back in the day, the dual CDs. You know, you had a lot of songs when you got the dual disc set. Max looking at us, going, "I don't know what you mean."
Oh, you'd open it up, and there'd be a middle. Then there'd be two different sides on each side, where it's disc one, disc two.
Yeah, I remember that.
A lot of texts coming in from friends of ours on our personal text lines. Pink Floyd, "The Wall," from a friend of ours, would like to go with that.
Mac, what would yours be?
Yeah, soundtrack's great. I don't know. I was thinking just something that has diversification. So I went Young the Giant self-titled albums, one of my favorite albums.
That's a good album.
Okay. B-Dub's going with Chronic or Chronic 2001.
Shocker.
I tell you about Chronic.
Yeah.
Getting Back in Black.
Back in Black?
That is a terrible answer in my opinion, but okay.
I mean, that album has like a bunch of big hits for AC/DC, but I mean, to hear that for 48 hours. It's like Mars Attacks in your ear. Guys!
Biggest Blink-182 fan in the world. I don't want to listen to Tom DeLonge's nasally voice for 48 hours.
And you're going to get like the grandpa song, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Driving around, all of a sudden it's like, he rubs his inbroken glass. Billy Joel, The Hits, that's a good one. Dazed and Confused soundtrack, that's a good one. Diamonds and Gasoline, Turnpike Troubadours, fantastic album. Did We Just Become Best Friends? That's a band you all should go see live, as the Turnpike Troubadours, fantastic.
I hear great things about that.
They're insane. Yeah. Good Lord Lori is a great song. 7 and 7, Pay No Rent. I mean, a lot of songs on that album. Dark Side of the Moon's coming in. Living on the Edge, The Carter Five, or Enema of the State. I could listen to Enema of the State for 48 straight hours, 100%. Even though we just talked about Tom, the way they break their album up, where it's like Tom, Mark, both, and they do that shuffle, I could do that.
Yeah, that's fair.
We Don't Need to Whisper, Angels and Airwaves, could do that for 48 hours, 100%. I'm just completely contradicting myself. Incubus, Morning View.
See, the more you think about it, the more you're like, yeah, I could go with that one. Or
Hybrid Theory by Linkin Park.
Because you had mentioned, you said this isn't, you don't even think this is Pearl Jam's best. You said Vitalogy.
They just have the three
big ones.
And that
one was fantastic, too.
I mean, does that have Yellow Ledbetter on it, too?
I think so.
Because it's got Jeremy, it's got Better Man, it's got, I think Yellow Ledbetter's on there, but I mean, those are like the popular ones, right? Like, those are the ones everyone, like, Yellow Ledbetter, can't understand a word he's saying, except Make Me Fries, and then just rips a guitar solo that's like top 15 of all time.
All right, Vitalogy has, Vitalogy has Better Man on it.
And that's it?
Yeah, you're thinking of Versus, Pearl Jam Versus. That has Daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that has Elderly Woman Behind the Counter in a Small Town, which is a great song as well. Yeah, Versus is another good one.
A lot of people saying Thriller from Michael Jackson's a good one.
Guardians of the Galaxy is a great answer.
And that's a good one.
And Pearl Jam 10, if you want to know the tracks, Once, Even Flow, Alive, Why Go, Black, Jeremy, Oceans, Porch, Garden Deep, Release. Those are your 11 songs on the album self-titled 10. Oceans is really good, too. I like that song a lot. That's kind of a mellow
You should
one.
Listen to their new album.
Is it good?
Yeah, the song, the title song from the album is called Wreckage.
Okay.
Sounds like 90s Pearl.
Oh,
like
really?
Eddie okay. Vedder's okay. got it on okay. Wreckage. Right. Great song. That is, Mac, you said it was going to be My Chemical Romance. That's a good album as well. I'm kidding. Your album was?
Young the Giant self-titled.
Young the Giant self-titled. Yours,
Pearl Jam 10.
Pearl Jam 10. And then mine was a spool of, I would go with probably Rumors, or I would say what I said originally, which is Weezer's Blue album. Is Young the Giant the one that's, gosh, what is that?
My yeah. body tells me no.
All right. Yeah.
I want to hold your hand. I mean, that's the main song. I don't know why that was cringy.
Not cringy. I'm just trying to think. That wasn't the song I was thinking
okay.
of.
I think that, I one more recommend. Spoon of cough syrup left. Whoa.
It's hard when you sing. It really yeah. is. Whoever it is singing. Like, what's that yeah. song that you think? You're like, I don't think so.
I'm yeah, sure. those are their two main songs.
Like, if you played it, there's a riff or something in it that everybody knows.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Gotcha.
I was told my album should be Dora the Explorer, so.
Dora the Explorer.
Why?
It's fine. Because you wear boots.
Do love some boots.
No doubt about it. Coming up on the other side, we'll dive back into the sports world, which was yesterday's news of Tomlin and a couple of coordinators as well fired in the NFL on 96.5. Tomlin stepped down. I should correct that.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Bob Fesco.
I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
And Dusty Likens.
He's a hoe, and I want that known.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.